holding here in Amud Yudches. So just to recap a second, he was speaking about the Kisuch HaMakir Nasher, and he was explaining that that which is an Olol has a Chibur to the Ilah, and that doesn't tolerate Shikha. Me'idach Gis, the fact that Klal Yisrael made the Chet, the Egel, shows that there was a Nekuda that they themselves moved away from it. That's the flip side of it. And B'meila, there is a Hasara. He explains where that comes from, and he said because every Nivra has in itself two areas. It has in itself the similarity to where it's coming from, and it has in itself the distinction of being what it is. And mitzadav is shayach hasara, and so on. So he's going to fill in now the last leg of that triangle. What's the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And son Yud Ches. Aval achibu v'atzir shei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar acher. V'u chibu mitzar ha'ilo atzmo. So, l'moshe, if a person has a relationship with a parent, with a mother, so mitzad the child, there's a point of connection, and there's a point of disconnect. There's a point of a need to pull away a little bit. But there's another angle to this connection, and that's from the mother's side. The kesha that has mikoyach, the cause, has no shinui. In other words, mitzad the mother, the child is kulei hers. Mitzad the child, there's a part of himself that wants to be distinct, and a part of himself that feels mekusher. Since the bechira of Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the Mela, there's not going to be any permanent disengagement. He's going on the pasuk says, in the word anoichi, there's an expression of Ratzon HaLikus to be the Ila to that Olol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, to manifest HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So that's the Anoich Hashem Lekecho. V'zeh mitzad ha'ilo, v'zeh ein shikoloi dover shetad ha'ilo. V'zeh, ki anoichu mitzad shu yizborach ilo lehem, u'befrat ilo mechuyeves. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sheirish of Klal Yisrael. The word anoichi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim, as opposed to ani, which is a mikra. I don't want to go into it because I just want to cover a bit. B'fanti mochezik ma'ashukhi ha'losh l'nema anoich ha'shan kresu me'al fitzai. V'vahik shukam ha'chomim, ke l'nizka kan shub mitzvah. V'akoy l'loim anoich ha'shan kresu me'al fitzai. L'kach e'lecha l'likim. V'kan lo'y omad v'atzi v'klal. At shahar bu navoichu b'zeh. Let's talk about this. This is a very, very important point. This is the crux of what he's saying. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing. Certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists because he exists, and we add nothing, we take nothing away, and so on and so forth. He brought us into this world, and we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted us to realize ourselves through Avodah, through Torah, through mitzvahs, and so on, through accomplishments. As far as that Nekuda is concerned, it would be possible to flick it on or off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous chesed. He said, Rabbi Yisai, you know, here you are, you exist, Rabbi Adam, you exist. You do these mitzvahs, b'chata b'chayim. You don't do this mitzvahs, it's b'chata b'mavas, and up to you. That's one way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam. In that case, it's possible that we break it. If the Aseres HaDibros would have started with the proposition, Amashem Lakim, and it is up to you to worship me, then it would mean that the two pieces go hand in hand. If we do what's right, if we're Eved Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God to us, and we exist, and everything's great. Not. But Anochi starts, it's very strange. The Seres HaDibros, the 10 Tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, starts with Anochi Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzrayim. That's it. In that sentence, there is nothing other than the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and took us out of Mitzrayim. What the Pasuk is telling me is that the Sheiresh has nothing to do with Avodah. The Sheiresh of the Bria of Adam and Klal Yisrael is independent of what they do. The first thing is, I made an Umma called Klal Yisrael. That's the first insight. And that's a Metzias that has to stay because it's a Pasuk in the Torah. That's the way it is. Then, now that we have the Umma Klal Yisrael, we have a whole series of mitzvahs. But the first sentence of the Aseres HaDibros is independent of the Hemshah. And it stands in its own as its own. That's what it is. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an inyan in the Bria of Seirah Kavoya, of Klal Yisrael being a Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even if they don't deserve it on their own, they have a Metzias because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin. It's independent of what we do. It overlaps with the issue of Yediyah and Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin the Bria was not pure Mishpat. Not purely that I'm giving you guys a chance, it's up to you. Do it as you wish and so on. It starts with a Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there be an Umma like Klal Yisrael at its best, and followed by a system how that's going to be implemented. But that's secondary. The first thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an Umma that's linked to him. So just like if a person wants a child first, and then he wants the child to do good, to be right, and so on and so forth, but there's a rutzen, a deep-seated rutzen me for the child. Then there's a rutzen that the child earn his existence by what he does, and not just by being my child. But that there's two separate stages. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzad HaIla, not only Mitzad HaOlol. So the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was up to us. Chet HaEgel would test it very severely. How can you tell me you're Be'etz and David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a piece of you that under the chuppah was willing to be Mezane? You left HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Maimon Har Sinai? And the answer to that is correct, but Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to us, that's immutable. And that's why Nech Hashem Alekecha starts first. The Chassidus Sfarim says, with the Nusach, and it's an appropriate Nusach as well, that in the area of Emunah, there are different shittas in what is it that we're supposed to do as regards Emunah. What's the mitzvah of Emunah? You can't mandate belief. So what is that mitzvah? So there are different shittas. One shita is to look for different things that will support it, and rice and so on and so forth. The one is that it's a mitzvah on a person who's a maimon to be machazik as a munah and so on and so forth. There is the famous Rabbi Chanan says that be'etzim people would be maminim if they wouldn't have taivas and so on. So the mitzvah is to get rid of taivas, etc. The chassidish nekuda is. Different ways, but it's pretty much the same that Kudemeni's farm goes something like this. Just like a person has a bit of a difficult relationship with a parent, it's not, we're not looking to build a relationship. What we're really usually looking to is to dust off a relationship. A child naturally is bound to his parents. There are issues that weigh down on it, and that create resentment and rebellion, etc., get rid of those issues. And it's not like with a friend, with Yankel, with Beryl, with Shmerel, I need to build a relationship. I don't have an inherent liking for Yankel, but if we do things together and we spend time together and so on, we'll build a relationship. With a parent, be'etzem, there is a relationship, and if there's a problem with it, it's because there's a problem. Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give, Torah is emes in the way it writes things as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should not eat this or you shouldn't do that, then it means it's possible to yes or to not. That's the way it's given to us. If it's given to us as Rishus, it's Rishus. Emunah is given to us as Anoich Hashem Elokecha, period. That's a Metzias Kayemis that's Be'etzim Takua in our hearts. What we need to do is sort of shake it up a little bit. Sometimes you have to stir it to because it's been laying dormant and it hasn't been active for a very long time. So I need to poke around a little bit and to shake it up a bit and so on, and then I get it. For the same reason when a person, when a person it comes into an environment that's very stark, and he catches on fire and he starts learning, he starts davening, he starts being Maimon. What happened? Did somebody argue it? Did somebody convince him? The answer is be'etzem, I had it in me, but I needed something just like a tree, just like wood is combustible. You just need Jacob to build a bonfire to put it into, and then it catches fire. But what? He's our local fireman. You need something to build a fire, and b'meila, once you put the piece in, it bursts into flames because it's combustible. Wood is combustible. It's just a question of being able to get it going with another fire. So on the one hand, we would look at it and say, listen, this person heard no arguments for Yiddishkeit, no arguments in Emunah. He just was at a tish, and he became very into it. So that's not real Emunah. The Chassidim say it's the other way around. It's real Emunah because Emunah is really inside a person. A person is a maimon. It's just that it's been dormant and it's sort of cold and so on and so forth. So it hasn't developed itself. It hasn't come out. But when I give the right environment, it comes out. But it's the same. He's saying it in a different sense. Anoich Hashem Elokecha means the bechira of Klal Yisrael is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is that Klal Yisrael yes be there and do good. We now have a lot of bechira in realizing it. Ve'im kein, he says next paragraph in Yutes, e'efshar she'as siluk lazer. Then it's not shayach siluk. Mitzad the mekabel it's shayach siluk. Mitzad a child can distance himself from a parent. A parent cannot distance himself from a child. This is one of the strongest, most powerful nevuas, kipshuto by Hosea. Hosea told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Hosea, Klal Yisrael is bad. And so Hosea said, so get rid of him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea to take a Zayna for a wife. They have three children. And then he told him, okay, drop her with the kids and let's move on. And he said, I can't, it's my kids. So he said, these kids that you don't even know if they're your kids, you can't drop. You want me to drop Klal Yisrael? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the kesha of the ilo to the olul is that kesha. Well, kacham Yisrael nase v'nishma. V'la'oma nishma v'nase hoya lohem das atzmoy. Kol b'esha shadas atzmoy. If they would have said nase v'nishma v'nase, it would have meant it's their decision. V'la'olam dovazeh. Rakim neshach Hashem Yisbaruch Hu ilah, va'koilu mitzad ilah v'lo mitzad atzmam, u'keilu ein adav me'atzmam. So their acceptance of Torah was with that approach of the ilah to the olu. U'lefikach timu nasa l'nishma lo'hoyu toilu medas atzmam. Rakol ha'shigzal Hashem Yisbaruch yasam v'li shivchunu adav me'daitam. So nasa v'nishma is that type of approach where I answer. It's just like if someone asks you for a favor. So you think about it. You think a minute and say, this person really needs a favor. Can I do it for him? And so on. If a parent asks for a favor, then you say yes, and then you break your head trying to figure out how to do it. You know, if it's a very difficult favor, whatever it is. So he says, V'im kein ein lam das atzam, v'dova sheinim etzias la'atzam ha'kotol v'yisparach l'sheh silva so'itay. So the Nasa v'nishma carried, that was an expression of that type of kesha. V'zeh sh'omah v'noich l'ashkochich, pirush, af l'gav sh'esh asor v'siluk, af sh'i m'chol na'atzmom, eilem asorah. V'haynu v'onoich l'ashkochich, in onoichi is the soid of not being sh'eichach k'la Yisrael. Ki zeh ma sh'nikru Yisrael bon ha'shem Yisbrok, dov zeh mitzara mekabal sh'nikru bonim, v'ein zeh mitzara ilo. So in the darg of being bonim, a ben has himself the property of both being like or not like. So in other words, we appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the ilah, mitzad the sheirish and the mokar, doesn't want to let go, and b'meila, that's an akuda that's always there. That's the understanding of what kisva keren asher is. Ki omru mitzad sheyisrael oser sa'egel miyad sheyitzu mitzrayim. They were coming at Taina that because Klai Yisrael did it immediately, imkei moir shem chasson chavkei Yisrael, ki adov eshu be'etzim rishayin ha'egel avishin. Their taina was, listen, the first thing you did was you rebelled. So, about Karachach, you're not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo mashom kisron keren asher, lon kisron yad. The reason why they said to write on keren asher, not on paper, ka keren hoyim asher atzmoy. V'rotzoloyim asher osa egel. In other words, inscribed in the sher itself, in the egel itself, is this problem. V'chetze dova atzmilem loy dova mikra, ulkach enom chelke Yisrael. Another element of the Karen that was meaningful is that the Karen is tough. In other words, when something is tough or somebody is tough, it means it really is essential to me. In other words, your desire to break off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be over Avodah Zarah wasn't a passing whim. Of, you know, oh, you make it so very nice about it. Sorry, you decided to join in the carols or whatever it is. It's something that is ingrained. It's engraved in like you say, it's engraved in stone. It's engraved in the bone itself, in the karen itself. That was the tine of it. And he says that's why the eagle says. Let's talk a little bit about this point, the return point. Let's take a look at the Yevanim, at the difference between Yevan at its best and Klal Yisrael. There's in the study of religions, there's something called philosophical religions. It's in the Sfarim that we have, like the Kuzari and so on, it's called the philosophers. But the truth was, almost every religion had philosophers that sort of reinterpreted the religion extremely philosophically. The Arabs had Al-Farabi, the Jews had Philon, the Goyim had theirs, and the Christians theirs, and it went as follows. They agreed that there is good and bad. They agreed that the good ennobles a person. They agreed that the good allows you to reach a madrega that is high and is rewarding and is positive and many, many things like that. On those areas, they were fine with it. The core that was not fine. So they saw the God, as they interpreted it, as being a perfection that we should strive for, and it's good, and it's the greatest good, and so on and so forth. But there was no p'chinas rotzen to that perfection. That perfection with the capital P was a true ideal, but it wasn't an entity that had a rotzen and that came down to us. In other words, we have people who are Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kaif and Torah. They were Maimon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kaif and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. basically, across the board, that was the attitude. The attitude was, yes, right and wrong is important, and there is perfection, and, you know, various variations. But the bottom line was, all that was fine. But the idea that that there is a mitzidoi, it's just like, if I can tell you that, you know, getting a mark in a good mark, I don't know, in math is very, very good, and it helps you a lot, and math is a great tool, and I can buy all of that, but math is not a god that wants you to do well. I can't say the god of math would like you to succeed. That's nonsense. I can just say succeeding in math is fantastic and rewarding and interesting and deep and useful and whatever else I can add to that. But the one thing I can't describe is there's no asmius, there's no person. Person in the sense of a self entity. That was the kfira of the philosophers. And the Mela Yavan said, okay, I'm willing to judge you by what you are. You're not this nation that is so dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you have some lapses. Some lapses like Chet HaEgel right away. When we counter with it and we say no, that Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us as Kasha, that statement Yovan had no shaykhes to. That there is a noichi. They were fine with Aseres HaDibros, not with Anoichi, and that the Anoichi could save Anoichi Lashkochech certainly didn't exist by Yom. That was the bridge too. What we call a personal God, and one of the Mahalchim of Kfira, of the strong Kfira, like the Reform movement, one of their issues was this. You know, they were willing as a first step at least. God, they're willing to concede a God, they're willing to concede maybe that these are right and these are divine activities, and however they're very good at, you know, using the phrases, but the idea of a personal God who wants the good and personally rewards the good, not only good as a reward and so on, but there's a rutzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's miskala, that's beyond, that was one of the sharp divergences of Emunah and Kfira in many ways. So Yovan himself, by pointing to Chet HaEgel, they said it's over. And it's just like imagine a school says that anyone who doesn't get at least an 80 on this test is going to be expelled from school, and somebody doesn't get the 80, and he's not expelled from the school. We would see it as a weakness of the school. We would say that the school doesn't doesn't stand behind what it says, and it doesn't mean what it says. We would rightfully see it as weakness. And I would rightfully warn somebody, if you don't do well in this test, you know, you might not be able to stay at the school. But if a parent gets very angry at a child and it says, I don't want to know from you. If you're not going to do this, I don't want to hear from you anymore. And then they're misbiased, whatever it is. We don't see it as a weakness. We see it as, at the end of the day, the parent wants the child. So this p'china of rotzen, and it's, again, not because inherently because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has needs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us, that his relationship to us starts with an anoichi that wants Chal Yisrael. Anoichi Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The going out of Mitzrayim was not because you deserved it or earned it. It's because I wanted, you know, Amzu Yatsarati. That's what I want out of it. So b'meila, whenever we realize, no matter how much we've strayed, and we deserve whatever it is mitzara our ma'isim, but mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's always that kesha. And that was a parting of ways between Yovan and Klal Yisrael. Yovan couldn't accept that because they don't believe in Anoichi. They could believe in Aseres HaDibros in it, and it's not a stira. But Anoichi, that there's a Rotzen, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who was Megala a Rotzen, and that Rotzen is the most active Nekud in the Bria, and that keeps Klal Yisrael no matter what. That was something that they had no shaykhus to. Okay, tomorrow I'm not going to have it. There's not going to be a shift, so we'll hold things.